First in family. What's going on, y'all? I was running that as a test to see if Ann Montgomery, the co-founder of First in Nutrition, of the Finn Nation, was going to step up and lead, was going to cover and move for me, and welcome you guys to this Finn Live.
No, because we know what's going to happen. I'm going to step up and say it, and you're going to yell louder over me. We just did this with Fit Tribe. No. Mm-mm.
And it looks like...
Ann's not getting yelled at today.
It looks like the answer is no, guys. She was not going to do that. So we will be working on our decentralized command and getting this figured out. But welcome, y'all, to the Fry.
Yay.
QN.
A.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good. I'll give her that. I'll give her that. That was pretty good.
It only took me 3 live calls.
Good job, babe. Good job. What's up, y'all? We're here.
We're here. We're here, and we got some people here with us, which is cool.
As opposed to not having anyone here? Yeah. I agree. That's pretty good. Speaking of people, Ian says he has found us. He is waiting to board a plane.
Yeah.
So I think he means, he managed to get in. Yell, you mean knife hand corrections of the stern voice. Whatever works, man.
I forget which one is the correcting and which one.
There is a correcting side and a teaching side, but we don't talk about those things anymore.
I don't know which side
it's 2023, and you're not allowed to make jokes, is what we're hearing on the internet. And the last thing we want is to get zucked right in the middle of a live because we're saying horrible things.
Somebody in the group said they were going to kick somebody, and they got filtered out for that. So.
Gary's here. What's up, Gary? We're just hanging out, man. It's, one of those days where...
it's been a good day. Good day, good week.
Yeah, it's been good. That's not what I was going to say, though.
I know, but that's what
I was going to say. It's one of those days where we don't have any cues to A.
No.
So we're just going to hang out, man. We're just going to hang out with you guys. If you have anything, feel free to drop it in there and let us know. I've got something in the old brain that I could talk about. Take that back. I could probably ramble for the next 7 or 8 hours. But ain't nobody got time for that. Not when we have a date night, great night to get to. I think we're watching Cocaine Bear tonight.
Think so.
Which I am intrigued about.
If anybody's seen it, let us know.
I am intrigued about Cocaine Bear.
Based on a true story.
And even more intrigued I am about getting up tomorrow and making the Kessel Run.
Yep.
And how many parsecs?
I don't know. I'm not that good. I'm not that Star Wars good.
If anybody knows how many parsecs, drop it in the comments.
Is it 4 point something? 4.7?
We're done here. We're making the Kessel Run, and by the Kessel Run, I mean the Cookie Run, because Gideon's got us. They sent Ann a little, you know what I'm saying? One of those little like, hey, we need even more of your cookie money. And they are having like a 3-day limited dish.
St. Patrick's Day cookie.
St. Patrick's Day Andy's Candies Mint Chocolate Cookie bites. And in cookie form.
And they're only there till they sell out. Today they sold out by 4 p.m. in both locations. So we have to get there.
And if anyone doesn't know, mint chocolate, specifically mint chocolate chip, but also mint chocolate period, my favorite flavor since birth, basically.
Which is what you have for date night with Thin Mints.
So pumped. All the mint. So I am so freaking pumped on this Andy's candy. When he showed it to me, I said, we're going to Gideon's. So we are driving to Orlando to get cookies tomorrow. To get in line for about 2 hours to get cookies tomorrow.
It's going to be speed up Saturday.
Because that's how fanatical I am about mint chocolate chip. My birthday twin, so maybe there's something to do with birthdays. My birthday twin from back in the day, you met at Coheed.
Yeah.
Jessica We're both born on the 20th of May. Get your gifts ready. It's coming. And I remember one year for our birthday, we sat in the Walmart parking lot with spoons and ate a half gallon of mint chocolate chip because it was her favorite ice cream flavor, too.
I like it.
So, OG mint chocolate in the house, and I'm so excited to get those cookies. Speaking of cookies, let's say hey to some of you good cookies out there. Sephra's here. Happy Friday. Happy Friday to you, Sephra. Yeah. Good to see you. Good to see you. Val is here. Hey, y'all.
What's up?
Hey, yeah. Ian?
You gotta be woke.
You do gotta be woke for all things.
But we don't want to get Facebook banned either.
Right. We don't want to get banned here. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
My man, Alan, what's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Happy Friday, brother. Heard you been crushing things.
Nice.
And I'm stoked to hear it. Coach Kelly is in the house. What's up? Happy Friday, Coach. How are you? My man Nate's here. Nate, I need to know what creamy flavor you decided on. I apologize. I'm just remembering now you made that post and I did not chime in. My favorite creamy recipe is whatever shake you enjoy and you freeze it and you eat it because you can do no wrong with the creamy, in my opinion. I've had just protein and water, and I've had crazy. I am a big fan of the stabilizer, the ice cream stabilizer that Mr. Osborne shared with the group after picking the brain of his ice cream scientist friend. That does change the game. I do prefer it over pudding, and which is good because there's a Jell-O sugar-free pudding shortage on the planet right now. So get you some stabilizer. Drop a ready-to-drink shake in there. You do need some fat, or it's going to be kind of icy. And guess what? If it's kind of icy, who cares? It's still delicious. We got to maybe sometimes check our privilege. You know, we've all heard that phrase before. We got to check our ice cream privilege and realize that we are hitting our numbers and nailing our protein goals with frozen dessert and not boiled chicken breast like your forefathers did me in the fucking 90s. So let's check our ice cream privilege and understand that we live in a glorious day where the Ninja Creamy exists.
This is David Dittman.
Chief, your sign-in did not work this time, but that was a good hope. That was a good hope. There's a link somewhere. It looks like this. If you type it in your browser, if you try and click it, it's not going to work. See, look, I'm clicking it right now. It's not working for me. But give it a go or just, you know, write Chief at the end of it, and we'll know it's you, sir. Ian said, flight is boarding late, 5:15 in the time zone he's in, so that's awesome. I've got two creamies waiting for me when I get back. 12 parsecs via Hans, baby. Question. Two creamies, same flavor? Do you switch it up?
Ooh.
That's what I want to know. That's my question. That's my cue for you to A, sir.
I would probably switch it up.
The second Cocaine Bear entrance. I mean, Cocaine Bear's in the house. 12 parsecs.
Less than 12.
My peeps. Y'all know about that Kessel Run. Who we got here? FBU, happy St. Patrick's Day. I finally made it here.
It's Marsha Zach.
Marsha Zach,
which
you
I think
did
is the
finally
first
make
time
it here.
On a call.
This is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm not even worried that you're an FBU because I'll just know that it's you. That's awesome, man. Thanks for joining us. Happy Friday. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Y'all got plans? Yeah. You and David. Does he have a costume for St. Patrick's Day?
I feel like he would.
I always get bummed. He's got all the best costumes.
I know.
He really does. Oh, good to see you, Marsh. Thanks for joining us. Mike is here. Hello, all. Heading home from Aquatica and on Dean Still Road. We'll lose y'all in a minute. Polk County, baby. Polk County. Where are we at? Nate says, I'll let you know how my first run goes.
Yes, please.
The best thing about this. That was a little weird.
That was a lot.
The best thing about this whole first in thing, in this food thing, is if you make a mistake, you still get to eat it. And that's not bad, right?
Just pick flavors you like and you're good.
There's a lot of mistakes you can make in life that not only do you not get to eat, but they have massive consequences, whereas this is not a big deal. So I'm stoked, man. Let me know.
But I'm sure this was said in the creamy thread. I just have not had time to go back and check right this second. So
you better have it frozen if you're trying it tonight.
Yeah, it should definitely have been frozen for I mean, 8 hours or so. Hit the respin. That respin button is your friend. If it comes out a little powdery and it's not creamy yet, just keep hitting respin. You'll be good.
And the next time, add a smidge more fat.
Yeah.
Some coconut oil if you need it. Yes.
Yeah, Ava cream.
Ava cream.
We got
Ava
it
cream.
From Amazon.
Ava cream. I don't know where the accents are. I see no umlaut. So get after it. It's good. Do we put it on the Amazon link yet? If not, we're going to put it on the Amazon link. So you guys, when you do your Amazon shopping, you can click it in the Finn member portal. Or you could just type i.amfirst.in/Amazon. And Uncle Bezos will send us a couple pennies so we can get pie filling, which is what we bought today on Amazon.
It is.
We are unfortunately not allowed to use our Amazon link. There's something about a conflict of interest, and they don't want to pay us for using our own link.
Yeah.
I thought it would be like, you know, a good investment, right? But they frown on that, so we're not allowed to do that. Nate said, my wife is a good chemist, so I should make sure to make it. You know what, man? As long as she's not making that blue meth like that good chemist in Breaking Bad did, it's good. Oh,
it'll
a
be
food
good.
Chemist, not a good chemist. Okay. Well, yeah, bro. Maybe you can share some secrets too then. I mean, my wife's a food chemist, no big deal. Talk about engineering hyper palatable food sources. That salt, acid, fat, you know, total gimmick, man. I can dig it. We are hitting Holders with Friends tomorrow.
Nice.
Sounds good. You know what, man? And a lot of places are going to do that to spread it out, and you'll probably miss some of the craziness. Because everyone that's going out raging tonight will be kind of hungover tomorrow.
We were looking at going to Universal tonight because we thought, well, it's a Friday and we have passes and we'll go to Volcano Bay and swim and then go watch a movie and get pizza at City Walk. And then we remembered it's St. Patrick's. It's a drinking holiday and there's spring break going on all over the place. So I'm like, not only is it spring breakers, it's crazy drunk people holiday and it's Mardi Gras at Universal right now. And I was like, no, mm-mm.
And we got the update in the Universal Passholder group that Volcano Bay was on full lockdown.
Like 3 hours ago.
Met capacity, and they weren't letting passholders in. But you could sign up for a queue, and they'd let you know when someone left. I'm like, you know what, man? We'll just go tomorrow and get cookies, because that sounds like a better trip anyway. Because it was like a little breezy here to be walking around, you know, in your swimmy suits, your flip-flops. Ian, I got to move your quote. I got to get this in here. But man, look how awesome you and Amy look. Too creamy, split. Normally I switch it up, but today I didn't want to do Amy like that. I sent her the recipe and asked her to make it for me so it's ready. I had a plan, but it changed. Bombing your lunch.
Yep.
Decaf and hate. Oh, wow. All right. Well, I am sorry to hear that, but look what you get to look forward
all
to.
All the honey, all the heavy cream, and banana milk. Banana Bomber's one of my favorites.
Banana Bomber is legit, man. What I will say is Jocko Fuel has those flavors that people just tend to ignore, like mint chocolate, which we just heard 20 minutes about. It'd be my favorite. And that banana cream bomber is freaking
that banana one's
baller.
Great. I bet if you get a little salt in there too at the end,
you got to.
Probably going to be a little salted, sweet.
Ian uses
banana,
the finishing salt,
oh,
man.
Yep.
He's the salt king.
Yep, great.
I hear you both saying give yourself something to look forward to. Even though you didn't plan this dessert first, you had this dessert planned to fall back on. And that kind of goes with what we were talking about earlier, that not having a plan is a plan. It's just a plan to fail. Which is kind of a shitty plan if you think about it. Like, if you gotta have a plan, have one to win, right? Yoders.
Okay,
that
I was like, I don't know what
Holders
is, but okay, I trust you. Yoders. I've heard it's really good. I always want to go there.
Yeah, man.
And now we don't live there.
Now we don't live there. The ice cream lady's name is Sweet Science Ice Cream, and she's not, dude. She's got some flavors I've seen that are freaking legit. Of course he's got salt.
There you go.
Of course he's got salt.
Salt all the things. I love it.
Well, guys, keep it coming, man. If you got any questions, if you got anything to talk about, if you want to do anything like that, that's fine. What's been on my brain lately when Anna's like, what do you want to talk about tonight? Because no one asked us anything. And we literally could just talk about cookies and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And I could flash that Amazon link 100 times and beg for the support.
Super fun.
But what I want to talk about is kind of an interesting kind of thing. And, you know, we talk about going off track a lot and getting back on. And it's one of those things where, like, I hear it constantly in my DMs, like, oh, I'm off track, but I'm getting back on. I'm getting off track and getting back on. And I kind of want to talk about, like making a little game out of it, right? So this concept I am affectionately referring to as divide and conquer as you carpe diem. You'll see what I mean by that here in a minute. But make sure we'll get back to that, Ian. I will not miss that one because I always like talking about planning. So we hear this constantly from some members of the fam where this desire to nail it for themselves, for their coach, to not let anybody down, to whatever, it kind of leads them when they might slip a little bit, instead of just getting right back on track, to let it turn into a slide, right? So we'll have somebody, you know, who messes up at breakfast, right? Maybe they went out to eat, and instead of getting the half stack of pancakes, which is like two, they got like the quintuple stack, and they ate like 87, right?
Okay.
And they said, well, I messed breakfast up.
Why bother,
right? Breakfast is done. Maybe they only ate one extra pancake, right? But they got this defeatist attitude. Well, I already messed breakfast up, so this day is ruined. So rather than readjust their plan and make it work, they just burn it down for that day. And I mean, hey, if you're cool with that, we're cool with that.
It's an option.
We support you. You're an adult. Make adult decisions, right? But then they mess that meal up, and they kind of let that day get away, and they go, oh, man, well, you know, I messed yesterday up, and I don't really want to exceeded my calories by 4,700, you know? So maybe I'll just mess this whole week up, right? Just burn it down for the week. And I won't turn in this week because I don't want to own it, and I don't want to talk about it, and I don't, you know, I'm a little worried or whatever, so I mess the day up and I skip the week. And then sometimes they'll skip that week, and maybe they'll come back the next week, and it's good to go. And they said, oh, you know, stomach flu. I wasn't feeling good that week. It must be some water I'm holding on to. Check. Got it. But sometimes they skip that, or they mess that meal up, they mess that day up, they mess that week up, and they're having trouble getting back on track. So maybe they mess the next day up in the next week, the next day in the next week. And now they're 2 weeks down and they haven't turned in. They're off the ladder. They're not doing things right. And they feel bad about it. And they don't want to let their coach down. And they don't want to reach out to the group. And they don't want to do anything like that. So they skip a third week. And at that point, they figure, well, I'm 3 weeks down. Might as well make it a month.
Yeah.
Might as well just make it a month, right? I mean, and then we'll get back next month, right? You know, it's like a new year, new you. Well, you know, I'll wait till April. I'll get back on track in April.
Someday.
And then that someday never comes, and the next thing you know, they're leaving their coach on red because their coach has reached out 17 times asking them how they're doing, what's going on, come back, help us. You know, we're sending the search party out. You know, shining the signal in the air, trying to get you to come back. And they're totally off the res, and they're done. 6 months later, I'm still messaging. Yep. Hey, man, are you alive? What's going on? We're worried about you. Oh, man, you know, I'm so off track. I gained back all the freaking weight I lost. I feel miserable. I can't tie my shoes. Life sucks. Because you had one extra flapjack on one day, and you let it take you completely to dark places that no one dare tread, right? And that's just not necessary. It's just not. It's not how you win, I'll tell you that much. So I was thinking, well, what's one way you could win? And you know, there's really only one way to win. Do you know what that is?
No, tell me.
You got to play the game. Can you win if you're not playing a game?
No.
You have to be playing the game to win the game. And that means you got to stay in the game. It means you can't quit the game. But it first means understanding that you are playing a game. And when you're playing a game, sure, there's all kinds of rules. You could try bending them. You could try taking the penalty. And you could try doing those things. That's okay. Hey, push the limits, man. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. That's what they all say. They all don't really get the results that the winners want, but that's okay. But you need to understand the rules. And more importantly, in this context, I want you to understand the way the game is structured. So if we accept the fact that we're playing a game that can have some pretty serious consequences, big difference between people who win the long game and people who don't win the long game. There's a big delta between those two. There's a big gap. But when we understand it's a game, we need to understand that there's no way we can win on the bench, on the sidelines, or if we quit, pick up our marbles, and go home. So the cool thing about games is they're divided into sections, into rounds, into periods, into phases, into innings, into all these little increments that give you a chance to hit the reset, look back on your previous plays, and figure out how you want to adjust and recalibrate. So I was kind of thinking, since we're playing this game, what if we looked at our day and we divided it into quarters? And instead of letting what happens at breakfast send us into a freaking 6-month spiral, if we mess up the morning quarter, no big deal. We have 3 quarters left to get it right, to move down the field, to get in the end zone, to put up the W. We just pick it back up on midday. Hey, man, that extra flapjack was pretty good. That's an L for morning. Let's try to get 3 more dubs in the win column for these next couple of quarters so we can get some points on the board so we can pull this win out. And if we look at our day as a morning, a midday, you know, an evening, afternoon, and a nighttime, we've got 4 chances to, 1, divide our goals and conquer, but 2, to pull the nose up if we find ourselves making decisions that aren't aligned with our goals. And to me, I think that would help a lot of people realize that, like, no, man, listen, we're just going to rehuddle. We're just going to, you know, go back. Coach is going to recenter us a little bit. And by that, I mean this coach. We're going to tell ourselves a little bit different. Like, no, we didn't mess anything up today. We had a bad quarter. We got 3 chances to win. Or we really screwed up at night, but we have 3 really good quarters already on the board where we banked points, and it's not going to be a total loss. And I think that can really help a lot of people get out of this all or nothing mindset of, oh man, I had 2 extra bites of you know, banana bread, you know, in the AM, and now I got to burn it all down because nothing else matters. It's like, no, man, get right back up, get back on the field, and keep playing and keep moving on. And you know what happens? Let's say you screwed up all 4 quarters. Well, that doesn't determine whether you have a winning season or not.
Game restarts the next day?
The game restarts the next day, the next at-bat, the next play, the next time you meet the enemy on the field, on the gridiron. The next time you square off in the cage circle, you know? You get another chance. You get another at-bat. You get another swing. And you don't look at it as an epic failure. You look at it as, we missed a down. Let's get back up, move the ball down the field. And, you know, this way, you're accepting the fact that maybe life won't be perfect and that maybe there's going to be some times you're going to rack up some L's. But you're also letting yourself fail small and not fail big. And that's okay, because there truly is no success without failure. Because you're not going to learn a damn thing if you're always winning. I didn't get here because I never messed up. I got here because I messed up so bad and so frequently, it sent me cascading down a path that if I was still on, who freaking knows how bad it would be?
I don't know that you would be here or be in very good shape. And I don't know why this... We seem to have trouble relating this to food. And I'm not sure where the issue is because everything else in life, we don't do this with. For fear of consequences, for not wanting to do it, because knowing it's not smart or logical. We use the analogy with the tires all the time. Hey, I got a flat tire. We don't jump out of the car and go, hey, I'm going to slash the other three because I got one flat, so I might as well get four flats. Right? We don't do that. We don't look at a budget and go, oh, I spent $4 over my food budget this week, so I'm going to go spend $400 over, because why not? I've already done it. So we don't apply this to anything else in life because we think, well, that doesn't make sense, and it's going to put me further in a hole. Now I got to buy four tires instead of one. Now I got to dig myself out of a $400 hole instead of four. So why do we not relate it to food when it really does make that much sense? Hey, I'm in a little bit of a hole today. So maybe it doesn't make sense to keep digging that hole. But typically we turn to that, well, it's already done. So if I can't do everything, I'm doing nothing. So I think we need to reframe it as, hey, I don't do this anywhere else in my life because it doesn't make sense financially, logically, for my tires. It doesn't make sense. So why would I do that with my food, right?
Is this why when your phone wasn't getting text messages from Android devices, you didn't smash it?
My iPhone was not getting texts from anybody except other iPhones. Anybody. That's my dad, my brother, the dog sitter. They were all using WhatsApp because my phone wasn't getting text messages. So no, I didn't smash my brand new iPhone because one feature wasn't working. I tried to fix that feature and didn't make it any worse. I'm not buying a whole new phone for text.
Let me tell you what would happen to Anne if she'd have smashed that phone because she wasn't getting one part of the service correct.
It would have been both the teaching and the correcting side.
It wouldn't have been good. It wouldn't have been good. It wouldn't have been woke, I'll tell you that much.
No.
But that's the thing. So whatever mindset you have to use, you have to understand that very few failures in life are catastrophic unless you choose to continue to repeat them to the point where you cannot come back out of them. To where you put yourself in an unwinnable position. And guys, there are unwinnable positions. You can put yourself with your food into unwinnable positions or positions from which life will be made extremely difficult. Case in point. Members of our armed services, of our military, of our civil service that have physical fitness requirements as conditions of employment. I.e. a tape test. When you signed on that dotted line, you committed to maintaining a standard. Don't act surprised when they test to see if you are adhering to that standard you committed to. You can eat yourself to a point where they will separate you from your career. That's not an unwinnable situation.
But that's a pretty big loss.
But that's a pretty big one.
Yeah.
And that's one that you and you alone are responsible for. And that's a good thing because that means you and you alone are able to change it, right? So that's a situation where getting a case of the fuckets at breakfast can cost you a career. If you let it, if you choose that path. So whatever mindset you have to use, understand that fail small, fail forward, learn from the mistake, don't let it dictate your next decision, but instead let it help you make a better one in the next quarter, and in the next quarter after that, and the next quarter after that. And we keep doing that, and that's how we get a winning season.
Even worse, if we want to talk catastrophic failures, and this is a bit extreme, but this happens every day with people who don't care to take care of themselves. You could put yourself in such a poor physical condition that you end up hospitalized with surgeries, medical conditions that you cannot reverse and that you're going to be on medication or you're going to be disabled for the rest of your life, you could end up losing your life, leaving your family, your kids, your friends, everything you have, because over time you've made choices that are not suiting the goal of living. Living your life, living with your family, seeing your grandkids, walking your kids down the aisle or graduation. You could put yourself in a grave. And this is extreme, right, for a lot of us, because it takes a lot of little decisions to get there, but there's a lot of people that are headed down that path. We spoke to one of our members the other day and he said, hey, I had an appointment with my doctor before I joined First In. And she straight told me, you're going to die if you don't do something. Like, that is an unwinnable situation. That's catastrophic failure.
And the problem is, when we look at the context of food, it's much like the context of a sporting event. And I don't mean MMA, where you can get a flash knockout and it's over. Losing a football game, losing a baseball game, my God, those things are long. Losing any of these activities, a soccer match or whatever, it's not a sudden occurrence. It's a series of missed plays and missed opportunities acted out continually that generally leads to a victor and a loser. And that's the same thing with our health when it comes to our nutrition. By, you know, like bearing barring an anaphylactic reaction that you were unaware of, this is a war of attrition you voluntarily lose every single time you make a decision that puts one in the L for that quarter. And that's the problem, right? The problem is our decisions are so lagging. We don't experience it in the moment. If every time we blew the day up, bloop, like a big thing of fat, like in a cartoon popped up, we do it a whole lot less. But because it takes so long and we're so good at rationalizing and we get so accustomed to it, we start living the life of somebody losing. And we're okay with it. And we're okay with it. And we're okay with it until we're not. And as Ann pointed out, sometimes that can be too late. Can you always get better? Can you always try to improve? Sure. But how much do you want to lose before you get to the point where you're on a medication for the rest of your life? Or you're physically torn down from grinded cartilage because, you know, you were so in such a bad spot with your weight, or you're not able to tie your shoes, or you're not able to chase your grandkids, or you're not able to do any of the things you want to do, when all you have to do is go, next quarter I'm going to do better, and not let that spiral continue. So it's a long game, but you win the long game one interval at a time, one round at a time, one inning at a time, one quarter at a time. It's the same way you lose a game too. So when you find yourself with a losing quarter, a losing period, stop. Take a little inventory of what your previous period just looked like and do your best to have a better one next time. Don't burn it all down. Don't disappear. Don't let a bite become a meal. Don't let a meal become a day. Don't let a day become a week. And don't let a week become so long that you're lost and too embarrassed to come back, because we see it happen way more often than we should. And it's not like there's a lack of support here. It's not like your coach isn't here for you. It's not like the co-founders aren't here for you. It's not like every member of the team isn't here for you. And it's not like an entire family isn't here for you. Many conscious decisions to choose to lose are being done when you throw your hands up in the air and walk off the field. We don't want you to do that. One quarter at a time. I don't care how many you've lost so far. Come back and let's help you win. So let's see what we got here. Ian, I don't know if this is going to fit on the screen, man. Let me see what I got. I think it's going to surprise everybody. Oh, it's not that bad. Okay. Oh, that's easy. He said, only 3.5 years with First In and I fucked up so many times, but I keep on learning and growing and getting better. I always say I'm not perfect, but I'm perfectly content with how far I've come from my first check in week 0. There you go. Some people do the self-sabotage in other areas too. It blows my mind. Put many people on action plans and found some, instead of following through with the plan that we built to help them, they go on the offensive and burn it all down and get fired. Instead of owning it, they blame leadership and everything else but themselves. The external factors. Crazy to think. It is crazy to think, because anytime you take the onus of responsibility off of yourself and you put it on an external factor and you blame something, what you're basically saying is, I don't want any control or any choice, and I want to blow through life like a leaf in the wind. And I don't know anybody who's voluntarily saying that. But that's what you're doing every time you blame anything else. Because if you're attaching blame and you're attaching an external locus of control to you, you're saying that there's nothing you can do about it. Well, one, that's not fucking true. And two, that's depressing. And you wonder why you're sad and up in your feels, because you're giving away the one thing that could actually make your life better, and that's control and autonomy and choice. So yeah, man, it is wild. Wild. I don't know who this is.
Sure, I can figure it out.
Might be Chief.
Danny Guerra.
Oh, Danny Guerra. So Ian Osborne, same here. Shit happens, but keep moving forward. That's it, man.
And this is not us saying that stuff's not going to happen, that things are always going to be perfect, because I promise not one member, not one coach on this team is perfect. It's always progression over perfection. But the people who succeed put more W's in their columns than else. There are more wins stacked up over months and years than there are losses. And when we get losses, we take it, we stop, we go, okay, next quarter, I'm going to do better. Whether that's today or tomorrow, we're going to stop digging the hole and we're not going to make it any worse.
And guys, what you don't understand, man, is we're not here looking for a winning game, right? We're not here looking for a winning series, not a win streak. We're not looking even for a winning season. We are building epic fucking Chicago Bulls dynasties. That's what we're trying to do. Jordan era dynasty. That's what we're trying to build. And that's not done without getting points scored on you. That's not done without losing a game. It's done by showing up quarter after quarter, game after game, series after series, season after season, year after year, decade after decade. Because that's what your life is, hopefully. Right? Hopefully there are decades left for you to enjoy and thrive, not just exist. But that's a choice. Yeah, I go out tonight, tomorrow on my way to get cookies and get smoked. And look at dumbass Jonathan. He had abs for 8 years. Oh, what a moron. He died getting cookies. Cool. Let's pick every outlier, every ridiculous case scenario, and let's let them make the rules for us and see how great our life is. Because what's the alternative? What if Jonathan doesn't get smoked getting a cookie tomorrow? And he gets to live his best life for decades? Damn, who wins that one, right? So, you know, keep working on your W's. And when you find yourself with a losing season, keep showing up. Stay on that ladder. Yeah, that's what I got. Kind of similar, related. Ian, going back to his comment before we started gamifying things. He says, I think it's a great evolution to go from my Lego strategy improvement to planning. Improv. I don't ever want to go back to improv full time because it's insane, but learning it helps you on days like today. No need to lose my mind and get off track. Absolutely, man. And we talk about all the time, there are people that gravitate towards planning, and there are people that gravitate towards problem solving. The problem I have with that is if you haven't done both, you don't know what you are and you don't know what you benefit from. Furthermore, you should probably be skilled in both modalities. But I'll tell you this, the key to being a great problem solver comes from having a plan to solve those problems. And that's having your Lego bricks, having your isolated proteins, carbs, and fats that you can look at your day at the end of and make it work. But it also comes from having a plan to leave a buffer at the end of the day so you can fit some blocks in. Because guess what happens if you go over your goals? All the Legos in the world ain't going to help you build a successful day, right? So I agree with you 100%. I personally love planning ahead of time because I have something to look forward to and I don't think about it in the moment and I'm not eating weird stuff at the end of the day. Sometimes, man, if you just willy-nilly, you got some weird combos, and I'm not a fan of that, man. I want the end of my day to be amazing because there's a great chance many moments of my day weren't amazing. Some days, most of it hasn't been amazing. But if I know I've got something amazing I can end it on, that's good. That's good.
And you do have to be a problem solver from time to time. You guys that are coming to muster with us, you're going to see us problem solve. Because we know sort of what they serve, but it's a conference, they serve you lunch. Could we choose to bring our own food and plan every day? Yeah. Can we also choose to problem solve if we want to eat lunch at the conference? Yeah, of course. That's where those skills come in handy. So we may have some weird dinners, weird snacks, but it's fine. We know how to problem solve and we know how to plan, and doing those two together is what's going to make it work.
Absolutely. Anna P's here. Run around. Do your thing. We got you.
You're good.
Coach Kim says, I cling to my plan when shit hits the fan. It's my one win that I can count on. Sorry. That was sorry to me ramming into my wife.
Me and me.
I cling to my plan when shit hits the fan. It's my one win that I can count on when life is throwing blows.
That. And life throws so much crap at you all the time. The one thing that you have 100% control over is yourself and your choices. Especially your food.
You know what's also cool about that?
What?
That's the one thing that impacts every single thing else in your life is you. And you have 100% control over it.
It's one of the few things in life you do.
You can't control anything else, but you can damn sure control what you put on the fork and put in your mouth.
Yep.
And man, I'm sorry if that hurts feelings. Fight me, bro. Tell me where I'm wrong. You know what I mean? It's like, tell me where I'm wrong. Who's piloting the fork in your house? You know, we're all adults. I don't think you would have had a credit card and been able to swipe and get through the form if you weren't. So it is the one thing you can control, even when you think you can't. Yes, you can. And when life is kicking your ass, why would you just pile onto it and pour salt in the wound when you could just set your success on autopilot? Oh man, I'm so busy. Fantastic. Did you eat the same thing every day last week? Well, no, I wanted to stop here. Oh, so you wanted to stop, stare at a menu, go grocery shopping, figure all these things. That's what you wanted to do? Feel like crap because you ate too? You know, that's what you wanted to do? Well, no.
That's
okay.
What you chose to do.
And that's why you've got them losing quarters, turning into losing days, turning into losing weeks, turning into you not turning in. And that's what we want to fix. That's what we want to stop. But we can only help people help themselves. We're not doing it, right? You guys are doing it. So let's figure out ways we could switch that mindset around and get you guys where you want to be.
This is Marsha.
Marsha says, staples in our house have changed significantly for this reason. And it's an awesome thing to do because having that structure to fall back on lets you know that if something sounds really good during the day and you have it, you know how to make it fit on the backside. And, you know, we should have a protein source that we can go to. Man, you know what? We should try to find one that we enjoy, right? And we should have some isolated carbs so we can make it happen. And we should have a fat source we can add to things throughout the day or at the end of the day we can. A couple fish oil caps, you know? Oh, I'm 3 grams of fat down.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat butter. Oh, let me just go ahead and take some fish oil caps. I'm good to go. We should have these things in our house too because life may throw you a curve and you may have to adjust like Ian's having to do right now. So you need to have a plan for those circumstances. That's part of planning too. And it doesn't mean you have to be a robot and have 3 weeks planned out ahead of time. It just means you have to be able to execute at the level that you're comfortable with. And you have to be able to accept the outcomes if you choose to deviate from that level. And that's all it is. That's all it is. And I think we really can, you know, by looking at it as, you know what, man, the first two quarters, the first half of this game sucked on Friday. I'm going to make it up in this back half, though. We're coming on strong. And I think if we get that mindset, we're going to put a lot more W's up, and we're going to work on that dynasty we're trying to create.
This is Danny. I want to eat butter. So I like eating the butter, too. I put Splenda and cinnamon in it and make, like, sweet butter.
Well, fantastic. Y'all be like Gags, who had like 47 grams of butter on a saltine one time, and let me know how it goes.
That's a little much.
I'm telling you right now, man, you're having trouble getting fat in. Take an olive oil shot one time. One time is all you need.
Never again.
One time is all you need. Well, guys, that's all I got. If you have any questions, hit us up. I'm going to tell you a few things you can do to support First In by supporting yourself. Fam, Crustology is the freaking jam. We reached out to them. They're sending us a bunch of crusts for the reunion. We got a little BOGO on the charcoal crusts, which I'm pretty excited about. Use your code FIRSTINFAM. Let them know they're awesome. And tell them how cool it was that for St. Patrick's Day, they made a freaking Reuben pizza and had Dropkick Murphys as the soundtrack to their video. If that's the company that's not for us, I don't know what else to tell you. So support freaking Crustology. Jocko Fuel.
Always.
Support First In by supporting yourself by using your First In Fam code at Jocko Fuel.
Sending Jocko Fuel to the reunion for you guys as well.
You know, man, got a text from a man, Joe Moss. He is kind of a big deal.
A little bit.
At the JF, at the Jocko Fuel. And he said, hey, man, he said, stuff's on the way. Sorry, I was a little bit late getting it out. It's shipped. It's good to go. And he said that he might be having a favor, a big ask of us in the team.
I don't know.
We don't know what it is. We don't know if it's the whole fam or whatever. But what I do know is this. Support Jocko Fuel. Use your code. Send in your receipts showing us you use the code. And the 10% they try to give to us, we will give back to you in the form of a free week to your program once you have hit the $25 mark. Who else is supporting?
Frog Fuel.
Frog Fuel is supporting the First In Family Reunion. And Frog Fuel is awesome. So you can support First In by supporting yourself by going to Frog Fuel. If you are protein averse, you have no excuses anymore.
If you struggle to get your protein in,
Frog Fuel is straight up the jam. It is a complete protein in liquid form. It is collagen. It is also freaking pretty tasty. A little tart. I dig it a lot. If you are an athlete and you want to use it for a pre, post workout, intra, peri workout, they also have caffeinated versions, which clearly I don't need right now. Support Frog Fuel. Your first order of Frog Fuel using your code FIRSTINFAM. Let us know. We got a little post on it. Post a little picture tagging Frog Fuel, tagging one of our coaches on your social media. Let us know. Send us your receipt, and we'll give you a free week on your first box of Frog Fuel. It won't be your last, I promise you. I use it every freaking day. And then we will let you know how to get 5 Oats, because 5 Oats is supporting the reunion too when they finish their official launch.
You can give them a follow on social media. It is under 5 Oats.
5 Oats.
You'll see them, follow them, support them. They're hopefully, sending some stuff to the reunion as well, which is awesome.
Law enforcement so owned and operated overnight oats that, of course, support First In Nutrition because fam be fam. Great way to support yourself right there. I think that's all I got. The companies that support this family, that give us the ability to give back to you guys, are the companies that we are going to recommend and are probably the only companies you are going to see us use.
They are the only ones we use, yeah.
So y'all do what y'all want to do. Use whatever works for you. I'm just here to tell you who is actually supporting this family. And get some. Another way you can support yourself, Finn for the win. I've been accused before of not letting people know all the shit we try to give away.
So we're going to let you know, everybody.
We're going to let you know. Finn for the win. Refer someone. They hang out long enough to get a couple trackers in, which we just had a couple people pull the wool over my eyes, but don't worry, I still gave you your weeks anyway.
That one's on us.
They support long enough, or they stay long enough, turn a couple trackers in, we're going to give you 4 weeks for every person you bring into our family, because that's what family does. We support each other. On that note, free for all, light is on. If you got something, drop it in the comments. And if not, we're going to go get this date night on. And by that, I mean I've got picanha and nachos to eat before popcorn and the creamy.
My Fit Tribe people, there were no questions today. If you have a last-minute question, you better hurry it up and get it in there. I'll check one more time, but we are not going to be live if we do not have questions in the Fit Tribe.
Ian says, boarding. See you guys. I might have missed them. From 50 degrees back down to 8.
Oh, have a safe flight, though.
Oh, well, Ian says, if one of Jocko's boys has an ask, I'm there. Support. Good job.
We will let you know. If it's something that involves the whole family, we'll absolutely ask.
Yeah, I just got a cryptic text after saying the gear's coming for the reunion, and I'm going to call you next week. I got a big favor to ask of you and the team. So we'll find out what teamy means. Maybe it's our whole sports team putting these dynasties together. You see what I did there? Circling it back. It's all connected. Anna said, so far, my pile of packing is all Finn shirts, candy, snacks, and Princess Bride. Nice. I may be forgetting some important things, but I got the basics.
You know what? We're in Orlando. We got stores.
Anything else you can get. Amazon. Yeah. We got this. I think they're like a same-day hub in Orlando,
actually. I think so.
Yeah, so easy to get stuff.
We got you.
Easy to get stuff. Give you guys a few more minutes if you got any questions. And if not, man, we're going to get on out of here.
It's date night.
It is date night. And date night's always a great night, if you know what I'm saying. Cocaine bear and popcorn. Not to be confused with cocaine and popcorn, which would be totally different. Party, maybe. Mm. Not St. Patrick's Day flair. That's a different vice.
Get tasty and crazy all at the same time. That's kind of scary.
What is the reunion? Who do we got asking about the reunion?
That's Marsha Zach.
Marsha, I will tag you in a thing about the reunion.
Yeah. It's got the info in it.
And then what I want you to do, if David's in reach, I want you to punch him in the arm for not telling you.
Seriously, he's
about
been around,
the first family reunion. He's been around for many years of family reunions.
Marsha, the short story is we rent an Airbnb in the Orlando Kissimmee Champions Gate usually area, and we hang out for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday morning. And it's basically just food and fun. Right?
Summer camp with food scales.
Yep, we order food for everybody and we hang out. This time we're going to go on some adventures because there's not so many people. It's going to be super intimate. So we're going to get to do some fun stuff. But we hang out, we talk, wander down to the pool, walk around the neighborhood.
Hit the lazy river up, talk about food, have some fun. You know, it's basically, it's summer camp with food scales.
It is, cook meals together.
Yeah, so we're doing it. This year's a little weird because it's coinciding with Muster, which is a leadership conference that some members of the fam expressed some interest in doing. So we got them to hook the family up with a significant discount. It's in Orlando, so we're tying it together. But it's the weekend of Easter.
It is April 6th through the 9th.
Yeah. So if you're interested in going to the reunion, I'll tag you in a post. Give me a minute to find it because I think I lost it. But I will tag you in a post that's got the information on it. It'd be awesome to see you there. And if you guys want to come hang out for the day, you and David on a Saturday, that Saturday, or if he's working, you can come hang out. Who needs him anyway? He just said that he doesn't tell you anything. Shame on him. We will have a discussion about that, David, when you watch this on the replay. You want to come out for Saturday? We're going to try to get some people to come hang out on Saturday and come have a good time with us. But yeah, summer camp with food scales. That's what the family reunion is. And if you can't make this one, clear calendars for October because that one's going to be pretty freaking awesome too. On that note, thanks everybody for hanging out with us. Thanks for playing this game with us. Winning this game with us. Thanks for supporting First In, and thanks first and foremost for being First In. You guys are awesome. We will talk to you soon. We are out. Bye.